April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Omari Rouse is an industrial tech student here at Northern Michigan University. He has been writing poetry since 2013.
This piece is called Survivors Need Saving. I come from a line of people who survived years of beatings, whippings, lynchings, and killings. I can survive you. I survived the morning after pills and attempted abortions. I can survive you. I survived water hoses and protests, billy club blows to my chest, and looters during public unrest. I can survive you. I have been beaten up and stomped down, punched with left and rights, punished because I was wrong in defending my rights. I can survive you. I've been plagued by cancerous diseases, several different reasons to leave this earth with wrist bleeding. I can survive you. I survived tyrants and fanatics, dictatorships controlled by non-white hating bastards, chambers filled with noxious gases, forced labor, abusive spouses and parents, and natural disasters. I know I can survive you. But this poem isn't about the survivors. It's for those surviving. Those who are still surviving all of those things, plus some. Those who are too weak to stand up for themselves, but have enough strength to kneel. Those who are too weak to make a fist to fight back, but strong enough to clasp their hands together. Those who are too weak to look to the sky with heads held high, but can only bow their heads and close their eyes. Those who are too weak to speak their mind with confidence, but are able to talk silently in whispers to whoever will hear them. Those lacking pride in themselves, but humble enough to pay homage. This poem is for those who are still surviving, not the survivors. Survivors don't need anyone to save them.
Andrea Scarpino is a poet and author of What the Willow Said as It Fell, a book-length poem, Once Then, a collection of poems published in 2014, and The Grove Behind, published in 2009. She is the 2015-2017 Poet Laureate of Michigan's Upper Peninsula and earned her PhD in creative writing from Bath Spa University.
So I'm going to be reading a couple of poems from my upcoming collection, Once Upon Wing Lake, and that collection is a book-length poem, so these are all selections that don't have titles from that longer piece, but each one is from a sequence of Once Upon a Time stories. Once upon a time, mother and father, two children, a lake, mute swans. Once upon a time, mute swans and their cygnets, robins with blue egged nests, smell of rotting leaves, and bandits. A man in brown overalls. Once upon a time, light through apple leaves and pear, cherry. We climbed their branches, called to each other, tree to tree. And brother, your golden wings grew strong in the sun. Your shoulders grew muscled and wide, golden boy. Once upon a time, we knew bird flight. Winds lift and soar, dip and delay, long glide, pivot and dive, knew how to ride a current, sun to our backs, and then downdraft, a plummet, we knew how to write. Once upon a time, your bones as fine as robin wings, as summer light, golden boy, blue of your feathers, staff spread knees to chest. Your skin blackened in bands, your body splayed naked, IVs in your hands, neck, tangle of cords, machinery, your body strapped to a board. I held your feet, toes, the only skin not needle pricked, septic, oh, of my face, your face. Once upon a time, mother watched wrestling on the black and white TV her father built, first in the neighborhood. She loved how the grainy bodies moved, all muscle, action, slick with Vaseline. So different from the men she knew in neatly pressed pants, quick to silence, disappear into another room. She begged to invite her friends, serve juice from the glass punch bowl. They took off their shoes and jumped on the couch, screamed for their favorites, pulled each other's ribboned hair. They beat their fists to their chests. Once upon a time, mother rose from the sea, kelp tangled, salt streaked, cleaved open her hands like shells. Little birds, she sang, come to me. And we did, perched on her shoulders, opened our beaks to drink. In our throats, a salty sting, thrashing waves. And she held us there, net of the tides thrown over our wings, net of her blue eyes. Come to me. And we beat ourselves against her shoreline.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.